This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. Bryn just gave me some terrible news. I think I'm muting myself and I'm coughing on the air. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that was the case.
Oh, don't worry about
it. There's layers over
there. At least you're coughing off the mic.
Yes, I'm trying to lean way over.
Why are you coughing?
I just, you know, I choke on my own spit a lot, that faulty epiglottis thing that I've got going on. Right. And last break, I think I was.
It's funny
because. I think I'm off the air.
I saw you hitting the button, but I heard you coughing. Mm-hmm.
You see her reaching for something as if she's potting herself down.
I am. I'm potting myself down. I'm muting my mic. It turns out I'm not.
Yeah.
not doing a damn thing
directly into the mic, so that's all that matters. Just cough off, you know, which you're doing fine. So, but I want to let you know that you're still in the air when you think you're not. There it is. You're doing good now. That's the button. Whatever you're pressing now, that works.
That's what I was pressing. Annoying. Whatever.
You heard her, right, Vin?
Sounds like you have a faulty button presser too.
Yeah, faulty epiglottis, faulty button press. Stupid. God. Dumb. Anyway, hi, you guys. Oh, my God.
Hey.
It's so exciting.
It's Friday, everyone.
Woo! Bigger, better.
Friday, you mother.
Yes, exactly, Maria. And we're stronger, better, faster.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Oh, goodness. There was a whole production piece there. I loved it. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gwen Stefani. Thanks, Gwen. Today is the final day for this. We've been doing this all week. We're going to give you a secret code word at 9 o'clock, and then you text it to the special number that we'll give you right at 9 when we do the contest. It's a different number than our, you're not going to call, you know, if you text Vinny the code number, you're not entered. You could win a paid trip for two to see Gwen Stefani, Just a Girl Las Vegas residency at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. We'll fly you there, put you up, give you some spending money. Oh, you get to be in Vegas. So good. Got it. That's a show you want to see. So today's the last day, 9, noon, and 5. 3 more chances to get qualified. Very exciting. Okay, we're going to jump into new music. It's Friday. We get all the new stuff. There's a couple things I'm kind of excited about. I am a big Liz Phair fan.
Oh, okay.
I will say, she had a hit like in the early 2000s, Why Can't I? This is the worst song for her to have as a hit. That Exile in Guyville record from like...
I love this song. What are you talking about?
It's
fine. I like this song too.
Why can't I breathe whenever I think about you?
It's a fine song.
I can just picture myself shopping around in the mall right now with this in the background.
Yeah.
I feel like this is in every teen
picking
movie in the
t-shirt.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, this was a big, big hit for her. But her best album is Exile in Guyville, which is raw and dirty. She wants to be your queen.
What does that mean?
She does something really well, and she wants to do that for you. There was a hit on that called Never Said.
Why you wink at me when you say that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What are you doing?
Because I want to be a certain kind of queen.
What?
Oh, yeah. Crank this up. This is a good song. She was just more rockin' and raw, you know? Do you remember this song, Vin?
I do, but you know what? Rockin' and raw doesn't always pay the bills like Pop Candy does.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I don't blame her for putting out a big hit like Why Can't This One. Okay. But that Exile in Guyville, I guess because it was like just a formative time for me. I just loved her so much. She is going to be touring with Alanis Morissette.
Nice.
We have a date at the Concord Pavilion, September 29th. I don't know if she's doing the whole tour with Alanis or just some of the dates, but Alanis is going to be here at Concord Pavilion September 29th, and Liz is touring in support of at least some of the tour, so it's exciting.
I don't think I've been to Concord Pavilion, but it's outdoor, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I think I went like to something like 20 years ago to the Concord Pavilion, like early days of Sarah and Vinny. Mm. Liz Phair's new record is called Soberish. Ish. Okay. Sally California Sober. It's her seventh album and her first in 11 years. It's unbelievable that Why Can't I was 18 years old or so.
I always trip out when artists drop off for a while and you just think, how is that? I mean, I guess you have the money, so it's okay. But you'd think that creatively you'd feel the need to go do that, wouldn't you?
You would think that.
Like you watch Michael Franti and the guy cannot not.
Mm-hmm. He's had to because he's been in Bali, but even out of Bali he was really productive.
He's mm-hmm. still doing his podcast and doing live little, you know,
shows and releasing videos, and
I think he's dropping a new single right now as we speak.
Should we look for that?
I don't want to sidetrack you at all, but I'm pretty sure I just read he's dropping a new single. It was like, ooh, you know, his little post said something like, hey, for these times this song is something I would really love you to listen to. And I was like,
nice.
Oh, all right, I got to do that.
All right, so let's listen to Liz Phair, first album in 11 years. Maybe she's been, I don't know, raising a family, or I don't know what she's been doing. Busy making pottery, the Liz Phair line of activewear at Target. I don't know.
I hope that's what she's been doing.
Right,
I really
sure.
do.
Here we go.
Hey Lou.
Okay, that's a...
You love it?
No, but, you know, it's hard on the first listen. And mm-hmm, right. Did she say a-hole there? What did she say there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
good.
You're
I
acting figured. Like a...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, give me another one. This is Soberish from Liz Phair. This record is called Soberish.
This one's called In There.
I can think of a thousand things that are wrong. And I can think of a thousand reasons why you and I don't get along. Somehow you got in there, like smoke under the door, or cold coming through the floor. You got in there. Damn it, I don't want to be.
Like the mix.
I like it.
And, bass.
You know, the thing about her is, like, she's actually a really good lyricist. Like, I wonder if there's, like, a, you know, I like that. You know, we're all wrong. But somehow you got in there. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's pretty good. I just keep thinking about that record from 93 or something.
Exit in Guyville was a huge, like, it wasn't just popular. It was critically acclaimed.
Right.
That
it was
album
like a
was.
Big, just a
and
big
by the
record.
Way, because mm-hmm. I just looked her up. She's your age and still looks great.
Ooh.
She's 54. Like I guess everybody has to age. It just you
it
don't
turns
get to
out.
Stick in the
yeah.
90s and just be that.
Do we though?
We kind of do. Get some, we do have to.
The same doctors as friends. Let's see. Oh, that, she does look good.
What are you saying? We get like what did you say?
The same doctors as the Friends cast.
Oh! Get the doc. I thought you meant like we have friends who are doctors who do things to us for free.
Oh.
Like, I'll make that adjustment for free because we're friends.
No, I meant, you know.
I got it. No.
Never
all right, give me one more. One more from Liz Phair.
Anyway, she looks
never
great.
Mind.
That's
she does.
All I was trying Spanish to say.
Spanish Doors.
Okay.
Suddenly,
That's a little muddy of a mix.
It is muddy.
I'd like to hear a little more of her out front there. Well, there you go. There's the taste of what Liz Phair is up to at age 54. She's doing more musically than I am, so who am I to say?
Oh, like, is she topless on the cover of Exit in Guyville?
Exile in Guyville?
Whatever.
Yeah, she's got that hood on, right? I don't know.
Yes.
Can you see nipple?
Just barely areola. Just barely. But it's the thing that'll keep me glued to my screen for the next 30 minutes.
That's so funny because I've always thought, you know, she looks like that, you know, is it Assassin's Creed? She's got the hoodie kind of pulling, if I'm remembering the album cover right. I don't remember anything about her boobs. Oh, there she is.
This right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she might move. She moves just a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's not, though. I mean, you guys are really just dreaming about it.
This picture I've got, you see it. It's there.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
There's another one.
Never, just don't. Let's stick with the program here, Bryn. Okay. Don't go looking for areola from Liz Phair. I bet you can find nudes of Liz Phair. She's a filthy girl. Wow. My kind of girl.
Wow. It's called research.
Here's another new album that's out today. Kind of another throwback. Crowded House has a record out. It's called Dreamers Are Waiting. This is their seventh album. Their biggest hit, I think, is probably Don't Dream It's Over. Is that the one? The one everybody knows. They had a few hits, though. MTV era stuff.
Oh, yeah, I do see the nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you were not wrong. She also has some nudes up as well, Sarah. Good job.
I'm really trying to move on, you guys.
Hold on. Look at that. Right there. You see that?
Yep.
When he says barely.
What are you saying, Sarah?
Hold on. You see? Right there.
I appreciate it. I really do, Nikki. It's a...
Crowded House is what you said?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go.
No, this is their 1986 hit. Okay.
Yeah, this is what you guys know from Crowded House, right?
All right, and he puts the picture of the nipple back up while we enjoy the song. That's fantastic.
Nice, Bryn.
Yeah. Back to Crowded House. There's their hit from 1986. What does their new album, Dreamers Are Waiting, sound like?
Here's Whatever You Want.
Okay, give me another one.
All right. This next one.
You're such a jerk.
This next one's called Playing with Fire.
Well, it sounds like Crowded House. Give me one more, and then we'll move on.
All right, this next one is called To the Island.
Islands do sound nice. Oh, that's cool.
They're not capturing that pop hooky thing that they've got, though. That Hey Now is like as hooky as it gets, right?
And I will say I like the production on the older stuff a little better, too. It's just a little kind of cleaner and smoother. Uh-huh. This is a little rougher. But maybe that's what they're going for. Crowded House, Dreamers Are Waiting. That's the name of their new record.
I wonder if it's possible that, you know, back in the day, everybody had to go to a recording studio and have an actual person master this.
Yeah.
And now everybody's at home trying to do it in their home studio and...
Oh, you think the quality is suffering?
I think maybe
they're going for it. I don't know.
Well, no, I think that both of those things are true for sure, is that you've got a professional mixer and a professional producer and all of that, and they have input into the sound as well. Mm-hmm. If you do it yourself, you come up with something entirely different. I think that's probably what's happening.
Right. Next up is Rise Against. This is their ninth album. It's actually June 4th. Today is Rise Against Day in Chicago. They're a Chicago band.
Wow.
And they're performing at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on August 22nd of this year. That's right. Shows are back, you guys. It's happening. I don't know if that'll be reduced capacity or if we're going for a full-on crowd, but Rise Against will be here in San Francisco in August. Their new record is called Nowhere Generation. And did you like this? Is it? I assume it's pretty rockin'.
Here's a title track. I like this one.
We are the Nowhere Generation. We are the kids that no one wants. We are a credible threat to the rules you set across the being learned. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the Nowhere Generation. The Nowhere Generation.
Wow, I love this. Really good.
I love it.
Well, look, it's a nice anthem sounding song too, but it's nice and rocking. That's my kind of song right there.
Pop punk.
Nice. Yeah, it's great. All right, give me another one off of this.
I want to wait till it jumps back into the chorus.
Yeah, do it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
like that.
Great. It's really good. I like it. Is that you? Song. Are you the Nowhere Generation, Nikki?
I'm assuming so.
I guess so.
It seems right.
Gee,
it seems right.
Here is Broken Dreams Inc. as an incorporation, I think.
They're scaring me a little bit. It seems like that generation's kind of pissed. That's, you know what though? I love hearing that because it's just, it's rock. It's rock music.
All young people come up pissed. That's,
yeah, that's the way of the young people.
It's part of it.
Outraged.
We're almost out of time. So I want to jump down to Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top has a solo album out. It's his third solo album. And it's called Hardware. And Bryn was saying it's a little, it's odd. Like there's some spoken word stuff on here too.
There are some singing too.
So I thought, why not? Well, let's check out what the ZZ Top guys are doing.
This is called West Coast Junkie.
I'm a West Coast junkie from a Texas town. And when I get to Cali, it's going down. My baby's so tight like no one around. I'm just a West Coast junkie from a Texas town.
Rock is not dead.
He's buried, though, you know?
He is buried. I like vocals to be a little more out front. But, you know, they've always had that sort of sound, you know? That's good, though. Yeah, give me another one.
Here's Desert High.
It's always near.
Oh.
The Caliente warms my bones. And the Valley of Death is a skeleton's home. The desert road takes me for a ride. The lizard king's always by my side.
You like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. So that's a solo album from Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. It's called Hardware.
And the air is high. Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe you should put out a record.
The desert, like this. Above all the crows.
I think Bryn has found his new favorite artist.
Favorite? Yeah.
I don't know.
New?
New favorite artist.
No, his new, not dude, new favorite. Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including whether you should move to a small town or stay in the big city, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.